Hey, church family, it's Pastor Brian coming to you today. I'm so excited to be here. It's been a while since I've even been in the sanctuary, so even though there's no one here with me right now as we record, it just feels good to be back here. I already feel the presence of God, and it's just a few more weeks before we all can come together and hang out and just enjoy. I know we've all been missing it, but I've got to say, over these past 2 months, I've been so impressed with our staff and everyone just stepping up and just making this online thing for us happen. It's been a beautiful thing. And then to watch service on Sunday morning from home and see all of our friends and everybody there just streaming and sending hearts and typing messages and saying hey to each other, it really has been a great connection through all this time of isolation. So excited about the prospect of just a couple weeks of coming back in to service together. So it's amazing that we're just 2 months into this thing, and it just feels like it wasn't that long ago that we got the call from school saying school would be out for just, you know, a week or 2 weeks. And, you know, here we are 8 weeks later, still in this thing. Who would have thought that, you know, spring sports and proms and all those things would be canceled like they've been canceled. But for any of us that are a little older, we know that life doesn't always go as according to our plans as we want. And so that's the title of today's message for us today. Well, that didn't go as planned. It's funny, this week, just this week, Melissa and I were on a Zoom call with Troop in his second grade class, and they were doing their awards presentation. And who would have thought that, you know, we would be doing awards over the internet? And just this week, also, some friends of ours that their daughter goes to school at our school. It was the evening of what was to be the eighth grade dance. And at our school and at other schools across the region, the eighth grade dance is such a milestone for these middle schoolers. It's kind of a rite of passage moving into high school. And it was the evening of the eighth grade dance. And of course, it was canceled, but they still dressed up that night. And she had her beautiful dress on and her hair and her makeup done, and they just made the best of the situation. And today, traditionally for our church, would be considered graduation Sunday. And it's funny for me, with me and Melissa being the family pastors, this is the second graduation Sunday in a row where things just haven't gone as planned, and the plans we had in place had to be changed. I don't know if you will remember, but last year, 1 year ago today on graduation Sunday, all our graduates showed up and we were ready for this big program. And then 15 minutes before service started, the power went out. There was a transformer that blew down the road. So we had to move everybody into the tab and set chairs up quickly and really just have service with no speakers or no PA systems and all those things, but it worked out. Sometimes things just don't go as planned. And over the past few months, I know you've felt that. You've missed proms and we've missed school events and soccer season, and all those things have changed for us. Everything we had in mind of what life was supposed to look like, it simply just isn't. Things haven't gone as planned. And for all us older folks, there's been this disappointment over the past couple months, but this probably isn't your first rodeo of something happening in your life. Surely if you've lived enough life, things have happened. Maybe you've gotten a divorce. Maybe someone in your family has gotten sick. Maybe you've gotten sick. Maybe you've lost a job. If you're at any age, you realize that things don't always go as planned. But I think today about our graduates, about our high school students, about our college students, and all the things they've had in their mind of what about what life would look like for them, of all the planning and things that they've had going on. And this very well may be the first major heartbreak they've had in their life, where they had an image of how things were supposed to work, and then in all of a sudden it changes and it crumbles. This may well, very, very well be one of the first times that's happened in your life. But I want to tell you today, if allowed, God can move mightily in your life in the midst of change, in the midst of some unplanned changes. Looking to Scripture today, there's some incredible things that God was a part of and that God did in the middle of some change plans. Today, we could talk about the life of Mary, Jesus' mother, a young lady who was engaged, planning her wedding, and excited about being a newlywed and how things were mapped out a certain way, and then in an instance that changed and some unplanned things happened in her life. Or we could even talk about the Apostle Paul, how he had life set up a certain way as Saul of Tarsus. He had things, he had an agenda, he had a certain plan for his life, and then as in a chance meeting on a road, life changed unexpectedly for him. All of us expect life to be one way, yet over the course of time, we are going to come across trials, we're going to come across changes in our plans, we're going to run up against obstacles that we didn't foresee and setbacks that hurt, but quite simply, our plans are always going to change. And while we don't have control over what's going on now, just like this pandemic, we don't have any control of it. We do have control over how we react, how we respond, what we learn in the midst of it, and who we place our trust in during it. I want to encourage you all today. God can use it all. The unplanned changes, the mishaps, when things don't go quite right, God can use every bit of it. One of my favorite things to say about God, and I think it's one of his favorite words, and if you listen to any of our live feeds with me in it, you always hear me say this word, but God can redeem it. I feel like that's one of his favorite words. He loves the word redeem, and he can use it for his glory as he writes all of our stories. We just have to let him. So today, for our main points, our main story, I want us to focus on a character in the Bible who really is a perfect picture example of things not going as planned in the course of his life. I could imagine he just had this set plan of what things were going to look like, and it really didn't go that way for him at all. We first meet this guy when he's about 17 years old, which to me is interesting because that's about the age of all you seniors and all you guys finishing school. But Joseph in the Bible came from a very rich family. He was the favorite son out of about 12 siblings. It made his brothers jealous. So I can imagine, and this is just me kind of adding color to the story, but I can imagine as a favorite child, there were things about him that he just got extra. I could imagine his family sitting at the table and mom walking around, and just because he's the favorite, he got an extra ladle of soup. Or because he was the favorite, I can imagine maybe he got the softest pillows of the family. And to make matters worse, his dad gave him this just ultra luxe coat that he had. And back in those ancient days, anyone who had something with fabrics made of bright colors, you just knew that it was prestigious, it was expensive. So today we may could equate this to if you've got a bunch of brothers and sisters and your mom and dad giving your 16, 17-year-old brother a brand new Jeep, but then they turn around and hand you a bus pass. It's almost like that. There's no way there's not going to be some resentment for this favorite child. So Joseph had all these great things going for him, and it made his brothers just jealous. And in addition to all these things he had going for him, he had this incredible gift from God where he dreamed dreams. And not only did he dream the dreams, but he could interpret dreams. And that just set his brothers over the edge when he came to them and said, I've had this dream, and that you all eventually will be bowing down to me. It just set the brothers over the edge, and they plotted against him. It's got to be some pretty deep-seated hate if you plot against your brother to kill him. I can imagine this dream that Joseph had. It probably brought about some presets and expectations that Joseph had for his life. He already had things going very well for him. Wealthy, favored, cool jacket. I can imagine after this dream, he may have imagined his life almost as a cakewalk of, I've got all these great things destined for me. I'm going to be in a place of power. I'm going to have all these great things going for me. But it didn't take very long for the plans to change for Joseph. You all know the story and how his brothers, they kidnapped him, they sold him into slavery, and they staged his death. But can you imagine the disappointment that Joseph felt during this time? I'm sure he had these rose-colored glasses on about what life was going to be like, and then all of a sudden, he's in a pit, he's in a cistern, he's in a well, waiting to see if his brothers were even going to kill him or not. Today, I want to talk to you guys about making sure we know how to stay on track even when life around us doesn't. How to stay on track even when things happen that get off track. Joseph's a good case study in this today. So our first point today, I can imagine Joseph's disappointment. I can imagine expecting one thing and then the outcome being something completely different. We've all experienced disappointment and we know what that feels like. It's a super powerful emotion. But when looking at the word disappoint, it's the opposite of the word appoint. And it's a French-rooted word. So to appoint means to put someone or place something in a certain position. So the original opposite of the disappoint would be to remove someone of a position. And certainly Joseph's brothers did just that. They removed him from being the favored son of the family. But I want us to remember today that each one of us has an appointment on our life. So when things happen where we would be disappointed, I want you to see through that disappointment and remember your appointment. So the first point today is focus on the appointment, not the disappointment. Our world may be in upheaval. We may look disheveled for a moment, but when you remember who you are and you remember who's holding you in the middle of all that's going on, you remember your appointment, and you remember who is for you, and you remember those things, and it takes your distraction away when you focus on who God is and what he's doing in your life. It's all about our perspective. Joseph was disappointed by his brother's actions, but he had an appointment on his life that they couldn't touch. No matter what they did to him, God still gave him that dream, and they couldn't take the dream away from him. He knew that he was going to be something one day. He knew that he'd be important enough that his family would bow to him. He knew he was going to do great things, but right now, he's in the bottom of that well. Right now, he's in that hole. And regardless of the situation that Joseph was in, regardless of the disappointment that he may have felt, there was still the God-given appointment on his life. Church, family, today, students listening, I want you to know this. Your key to making it out of a situation that feels unplanned is to remember your appointment. What did God set you about to do? What is your purpose? Whatever your purpose is, know that it is fulfilled only in Jesus Christ today. Nothing that happens in life can measure up to the knowledge of knowing that our God made you full of purpose, and that your life lived here on earth is all about bringing Him glory, and that He has a plan for your life today. Life may not go as planned, but know and be rest assured that He has a plan for your life. And that takes us to our second point today. Even when our plans change, His plan is unchangeable. God's plan is constant. It will never change. He set out at the beginning and He knows the end already. It will never change. My life may not go according to your plan, but rest assured that even when it looks like it's over for you, it's not over till He says it's over. So as long as we're all here, let's find His plan for our life. I don't think Joseph's brothers knew exactly what was happening while they were eating lunch out there. So the brothers all wanted to kill him. If you don't know the story very well, the brothers wanted to kill him. But there was one brother, thank God for Reuben. He said, I can't kill my brother. Let's throw him in the hole until we can figure out what to do with him. And as they sat by and had lunch, maybe talking about, well, let's do this with him or let's do this with him, something was happening. Just over the horizon, something was happening. There in Genesis chapter 7, verse 25, it says, as they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming. God always has a plan. It may not look exactly like the plan that Joseph had for his life, but it was a plan. Sometimes God's plans come as a disguise. And most of the time, God's plans don't look anything like our plans. Who would have thought that becoming a slave in a foreign country was going to be part of his story, and that God would use that time? You got to remember that even when things don't go according to our plan, we got to trust the plan. Later in Scripture, in chapter 29, we see that Joseph ends up in a foreign country, and he lands working for the captain of the guard, and he's living in his house. And the Bible says that the guard saw favor on Joseph's life. Isn't that something? All that Joseph had been through, his brothers discarded him. He was abandoned by his family. He's sent to be a slave. He's living in a foreign country now all on his own. All through that, Joseph never lost his faith in God. He had a relationship still with God. How many of us, when bad things happen, we blame God for it, or we say, God, this is your fault, not Joseph. He didn't do that. Actually, in verse 2, it says, the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered. So Joseph moves from a bad situation, and now he's made the best of it. And he's making some progress in life. And then here comes Potiphar's wife. I could imagine Joseph must have been a handsome dude, good looking, because Potiphar's wife thought he looked like a snack and started hitting on him. So you guys know the story. So he runs away from Potiphar's wife and says, no, I'm not doing that. So even when he makes the right decision, that right decision sent him to prison. It sent him to prison. So here we are again, another unplanned change in Joseph's life. But can I tell you that God is still working even when our plans change? We can still be blessed in the middle of the mess. Somebody type that out right there. I can be blessed in the mess. That sounds good. We just got to stay focused on who we are in Him. Joseph stayed true to God and full of integrity, but at first it looked like all that goodness, all it was going to do was land him in hot water. How many times have you guys thought, Lord, I stayed true, I stayed pure, I did what was right, and I still ended up in a bad place? Nice guys, good girls, they always finish last. No, No. I want to tell you that even when things start to go unplanned, you stay full of integrity. You stay full of the Holy Ghost. You stay full of God. You do what's right in His eyes, and He will work on your behalf today. You stay true, and you do what's right. Always do that. So going to prison was just another setback for Joseph, but God could use it. It just drew Joseph one step closer to meeting Pharaoh. In verses 20 and 21, it says, "But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness, and He granted him favor." How many needs the Lord's goodness and favor today on their lives? I know I do. Even when our plans change, remember, God has a plan for your life, and He's still in action. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good for those that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose." That's one of my favorite verses, but you just remember it says all things work together. It didn't say just the good things work. No, it's not just the good things. It's the good things. It's the bad things. It's the unplanned things. It's the sudden things. It's the things that you brought upon yourself. It's the decisions that you made, and now you're in a position you're in because of things you've done. All of those things God can work still for your good. Isn't it like God to redeem? Again, there's that word redeem. Somehow, and how it's amazing how He can use the bad things for us. He can use those for our good. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Wherever you're at right now, you may feel like you're in wilderness. Whatever's going on in your life, it may very well feel like a wilderness, but He makes a way. He brings rivers into the desert. And with my third point today, I want us to focus on the next step right in front of you. You know, I think life just has it wrong. There's lots of songs and talking about life is a highway. And, you know, you think about life being a journey, about being a highway. Maybe you have this image of it being like multi-lanes and cars going or people going in the same direction of you and it's busy. But I'm here to tell you the Christian life looks a lot more like a quiet path, a narrow path, just wide enough for one person to pass through. Maybe the trees are up ahead and it's shaded and it's a little dark and you've got to watch where you step. I think back on my family, Melissa and I have always loved Hilton Head Island. It's always been a very special place to us and a place that we've visited over the years several times, and we're at a place now with Hilton Head that we know those roads like the back of our hand. It's almost like Covington. We know all about Hilton Head. You could pick us up and blindfold us and put us anywhere, and we're going to know exactly where we're at when you take the blindfold off. We've just been there, and we've rode those roads, but I'm reminded of a time when it was our first trip there. We were newlyweds, and we were going to meet her family that had already left well ahead of us, and they were already there on the resort. And Melissa and I leave after work one day, and by the time we hit the island, it's dark. And if you know anything about Hilton Head, you know there's all these, it's a pre-planned neighborhood or a pre-planned community, and there's low lights and no lights shining on roadways or anything like that. At night, it's very dark and it's very quiet. And all we have is this paper set of MapQuest directions that we printed out on the printer. And we're trying to find our way and where to go. And we're being very meticulous and slow to look at the map. And to all of the light we had was our headlights. And it only shone a little bit ahead of our car. So we had to be very, very careful in our path and what we were looking for. And I feel like that's a lot of what our path looks like. You look back on people in the Bible, Mary's path, Moses' path, Paul's path, Joseph's path. They were the only people traveling on that path. So life isn't a highway today. It's a dimly lit path that you've got to watch your step on. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, your word is a lamp unto my path. And a lamp only lights up a few steps ahead at a time. Proverbs 16:9 says, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So don't get caught up too far in looking too far down the road. Pay close attention on the steps right in front of you. Don't look to the horizon and start planning things out, because chances are your plans are going to change. Just focus on the next step and make sure it's the right step. So today, in closing, there's a saying that goes, if you want to make God laugh, then tell him your plans. It's funny how things play out in our heads and how they end up in reality. We have all these thoughts about how things are going to work for us, and then looking back, they usually don't go that way, right? I've lived enough life today to know that not everything goes according to plan. I can imagine the reaction that Joseph had. I could imagine the reaction that Joseph would have had God revealed more detail in his dream to him. God knew just to show him the end piece, that he'd be in favor, that his family would bow. He'd left out all those juicy details along the way. He never told him, you're going to be almost killed by your family. You're going to end up in prison. You're going to be a slave. He never showed him all of those things, because had he showed him, Joseph probably would have ran away screaming. You want to know what propelled Joseph through his life? It was staying close to God all along the way, through the ups and the downs, when plans worked, when plans didn't work. Joseph stayed close to God. It's pretty simple, right? Stay close to God. Even in the unplanned parts or the hard parts, stay close to God. He used the gifts that he was given, and that propelled him and took him places. He stayed in the presence. That's the key to getting through life, planned and unplanned changes. God is orchestrating and making a way for all of us all along the way. All we have to do is just stay focused on him, especially in the times when things don't go as planned. You know, Joseph had a vision of what his life was going to look like. There were challenges. There were times when he had to reset. There were changes to the plan all along the way. But God was faithful, and he used Joseph in a mighty way. That vision that he received when he was a 17-year-old boy, it did come true. Later in life, you know how the story goes. Joseph was used to save his family and save the entire nation of Israel out of famine. It's a beautiful story of reconciliation and seeing the family come back together and the brothers apologizing. It's a beautiful, beautiful story today. And God's plan did stay true through it all. So today, in the middle of this pandemic, there's some of you out there God's given a vision to. It may have been when you were a 17-year-old kid. It may have been a long time ago. But God gave you a promise. God spoke into your life, and you felt that initial connection with him. But life's happened. Plans got changed along the way. I want to encourage you today, my friends. If he gave you a promise, if he gave you a vision, it's just like him to see it through. The path may not have gone the way you thought it would go, but draw close to him in these times. Draw close to him. Do what's good. Find favor in him today. He's so good to us, and he's good to fulfill the purpose inside of us. May we today, as a Christian body, rise out of this pandemic even stronger than we were before. What was meant for evil, God can use for good. I can see now just through these past several weeks, churches getting stronger and churches supporting one another. It's been a beautiful thing for churches to lift one another and have conferences and, you know, meetings about best practices and all those things, and churches growing together and going outside of hospitals and praying and all these things and feeding. We've been, our church here locally has been involved with several things. It's been a beautiful thing. And through all of this, we've just gotten stronger. Isn't that like our God to take a time like this when we should be broken down? Something when a church closes for 2 full months, for 8 straight weeks, we should be falling apart, but we're thriving. Isn't that like our God? Now, you in your life, as we close today, I want to pray for you guys through all of this. I want to pray that you reassess your appointment. God's called you for something. God's given you a purpose. What's your appointment today? Why don't you focus on His plan? Let your plan fall to the wayside. It's going to fall anyway. We can plan it all for ourselves, but we know that life's going to go other ways. Can we just follow God's plan and just rest in knowing that He's got a plan for us, even when things fall apart? And can we watch those next steps that we take very, very carefully? Can we be careful in our steps and be mindful? I want to pray for you guys today as we close. Father, we love you and we thank you, God. Lord, that even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of unplanned changes, when things just wreak havoc in our lives, God, even when things fall apart, God, you hold us in the palm of your hand. Lord, help us to remember that you've got a plan and you've got a path and you've got a purpose for us. Even when things crumble around us, God, help us to remember you and draw close to you during times like this, God. Order our steps, God, in your word. Daily help us to seek our measure for that day, God. Help us day by day to just draw close and receive from you what you have for us, Jesus. Strengthen your church today over every pastor across this country and across this world, every church, God. Shore up the foundations of your church and your bride today, God. It is your plan right now, God, that you bring strength to your people, God. We love you and we thank you today, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, God. Amen. Church, thank you for hanging in with us. It's just a couple more weeks before we're all back together. I can't wait for that. If you're a church member and you've enjoyed what you've heard today, I want to encourage you, hit the share button right down there below where you're watching right now. Just share this to your page so your friends can see and watch the rebroadcast of our church. The world around us needs to hear the good news today. And who knows who needs to hear this message today? Church, I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll see you soon. God bless.